The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
Japan has been dealing with two major issues, a lack of materials used for building, and the other is lots of dirty baby diapers in the landfill.
Well, yeah, okay, they've got a lot of people packed into a small amount of space, so lot of babies, I guess.
Yeah, so it makes a lot of sense. So researchers in Japan got together and they thought up a solution to take care of both of these issues. You're killing two birds with one stone, and you're thinking, well, what could that be? Well, I'll tell you what it is. Their bright idea, sanitize the dirty diapers and mix them into the concrete and mortar they would use to build.
Okay, so recycling in essence.
So in essence, you're taking them out of the landfill, you're washing them, and you're mixing them into the concrete and the mortar. So the diapers would act as the, quote, fine aggregates.
Okay, aggregates, yeah.
Aggregates needed for mixing concrete and mortar. Okay. And the researchers claim that concrete could be up to 40% mixed diaper.
Oh, 40%.
40%. So that means that these buildings in Japan, at least 40% of the concrete used to make it would be made out of dirty diapers.
That is insanity. Like, right? I mean, I guess it really does make sense. It keeps it out of the landfills. And so if you can use something that was just literally going to biodegrade eventually, biodegrade in the concrete.
Right. And so, I mean, especially to it, if they're low on the fine aggregates needed, like the researchers are earning their keep. They're making sure that they are helping the landfill as well as helping their community.
That's a gutsy move because they get like massive earthquakes in Japan. And so,
and I wouldn't trust a diaper to keep things
together. No, I've seen diapers blow out. And so I'm not sure if I would go with that or not. But you know what? I don't think that's going to make its way here, but good for them.
Yeah.
Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. And I think I talked about this a few weeks ago where there was this kid that went to my daughter's school and they were friends. And he always struggled with faith all through high school. And then he works at this pizza place that we go to still. And I see him like, hey, dude, what's up? How you doing? You know, how's life going? And the other day I ran into him and he was like, hey, man, I just got to tell you, I became a Christian. Like, what? That's so great. Because we used to have talks about faith, you know, when he was younger. And I'm like, man, that's awesome. And I'm so happy for you. And so we talked a little bit about that. But then I went in the other day and I was like, hey, dude, how you doing? He's like, I'm good. Oh, man, this Christianity thing's hard. I'm like, I know, right? And I'm like, they don't tell you that. They don't tell you that in the brochure. It's hard. And so we're kind of talking through that. And for him, the difficult part of it, it's like, he's like, man, it's hard, like, letting go of my past life, the drinking and the partying and the things I was doing. And I'm going to Bible study with my girlfriend. And I'm trying to do everything right. I said, I get it. You're trying to do all the right stuff. That's good. You're trying to make a change. It's not all about just doing the right stuff. You know, it's about growing in your faith and learning who God is. And so we had those conversations. But I said, I feel you. I feel you on it's hard. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think if we're being honest, everybody has that thing in their faith that makes being a believer hard. And I'm just curious for everyone what that is.
Can I share with you?
I would love for you to share. I would love if it doesn't have my name in it.
I think it's going to be ironic because I'm going to say this and you and Gavin are going to be like, you don't have an issue with that.
Okay.
But I do out in public. Controlling my temper.
Oh, really? That's fascinating because you're always on me about my temper.
Right? But I will get mad or perturbed about things.
Yes.
But I can't, I have to do it in a growing way. Like if I want to bring up a situation with someone, I need to do it in a grown-up way instead of just flying off the handle and throwing things at the door or the window. But it is very hard not to want to throw things yes. at the window.
I see, and I just throw things. Like,
right,
you're
exactly.
the same person. I've said this for years.
But I'm trying to be a better Christian here.
I'm not. Yes, it's so funny. Like, all the things, this is a perfect, I've always said this. Anytime, like, you hear something from a pastor or whatever, and they're really dogmatic about something, like, look at it, because it might be in their own life. Same way with Betty. She's, like, really dogmatic about my anger and, like, don't overreact, stuff like that. It turns out it's her. Like,
well,
she's
got
it.
Well, because I'm working on it with myself as well.
That's amazing. No, I appreciate this.
How did you turn this around?
I appreciate this more than you know, and now it's ammo. All right. I will not weaponize this conversation against you like I did Betty, but I would love to know, what is that thing that you feel makes it hard to be a believer? Again, they don't put it in the brochure, but it is challenging. So what's yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. What is it that you find is hard about being a Christian?
Controlling that thing below my nose and above my chin.
Oh, absolutely. From your lips to God's ears. You know, I get it, because I tend to fly off the handle. And I think what I get really frustrated about is the times I don't say things, but it's in my mind. I've still done it, because that's what Jesus says. He says, if you thought it, you did it. You're like, ah, come
on. But that
on.
Doesn't mean you should say it out loud. Sometimes it can hurt people's feelings.
But then it's like, if I said it anyway in my head, I'm going to get judged for it. I might as well say it out loud.
For me, it's more so controlling the way I say it and saying it with grace instead of with hate.
Do you have one person in your life that kind of is the hard person to love, or is there a group of people? Or maybe it's just behind the wheel.
I would have to say behind the wheel sometimes. I live in Florida, so it can get pretty hard.
I'll tell you, man, like mine, the thing I struggle with is loving everyone. Like, I think that's what's hard, because that's what we're called to do. But there are some people in this world that feel pretty unlovable. But when you break it down, God sees everybody the same, and we are just as unlovable. We are just as sinful as the people we rank as worse than us. And I think that's the thing I struggle with, is loving people actually like Jesus told us to love.
And the biggest thing is everybody is watching us and listening for what we're saying.
I tell you, one trick to helping you behave better behind the wheel is to put a Way FM bumper sticker on your car. That will keep you in line, because before you do anything, you'll be thinking, okay, I have that bumper sticker on my car. They know what I believe. I gotta be better.
See, I can't run that risk working here, so I put a K-Love sticker on my car.
That's smart.
What is that thing, Loretta, that you find is difficult in faith?
My depression.
Oh, that's a good one. Because a lot of people think, well, you can just pray it away. And I don't really think that's the case.
It's especially difficult when you live alone.
So how do you deal with it constructively then?
I finally realize that it's the devil cornering me. I get up out of my bedroom where it's dark, and I just remind myself that he's using my weakest part against me.
Now, are you also getting help, like talking to a counselor or anything?
No.
That might be something you want to grow into and maybe try. You know, if you know you're having a difficult time and you're, you know, like you said, you're getting yourself up, which is great. That's step number one. But maybe the next step is to talk to somebody to help process why this is going on, or talk to a doctor and find out, well, do I actually need to balance out some of the chemicals going on in my body?
I keep having health issues, and when I'm alone by myself for periods at a time, that's when it kicks in. And I've had a lot of loss, especially, you know, the worst being my 8-year-old daughter. And as many years as it's been that she's been gone, I'll still get dreams about her, and sometimes they're very emotional dreams. And that just sets the tone for the day.
All of that is understandable. Absolutely. I mean, I can't even imagine losing a child. And I guess that's why I'm saying, you know, you keep doing it on your own, but there might be a day when you struggle through that and can't. And so actually having that conversation with somebody that can give you some of the tools and the stuff, a Christian counselor that can help you marry your faith with your feelings, might be something you want to look into.
You'd be surprised how few of those there are.
Loretta, how old are you?
I am 61.
See, you come from the same era kind of as I do. It's like, just pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get it done. Don't talk about your feelings. Shove it down. Like, that's how I grew up. So the irony is me telling you to get a therapist when Betty Rock is, like, pointing fingers at me right now. Maybe we can get a Groupon and we can both go.
There we go.
Well, Loretta, hey, I appreciate you being on the show with us today, and I hope you have a good day today and that it's not one of those days for you.
All right. Thank you, love. God bless you all.
Behold God stuff.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. From time to time, we like to bring you a little God stuff, stuff that's going on inside of our faith. And today, Betty Rock's got it for you. What you got?
Yeah, recently I was listening to Maverick City Music's Gyra.
It's a good song. I like this.
I just love everything that they put out. the main idea of the song is just saying, like, we can be content with what we have because Jesus is enough. But I kind of got a different message from it.
Oh, really?
There's a part in the song that I had heard before, but it hit me differently. And it's this part right here. So when he says, you are enough, so I am enough.
Ah.
That's something I needed to be reminded of. I am enough because God is enough. There are times where I try to be everything to everyone. I think I do this because I don't feel like I'm good enough. So I find value in helping others. And while it's not a bad thing in helping others, it can leave me feeling worn out or with a booked up calendar with no time to spare for what matters because I can't say no. I'm always saying yes.
Or if your motivation to help others is just to make yourself feel better.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I get that.
And maybe you felt the same way or something similar, like never feeling like you measure up to what others seem to have accomplished. And if so, you needed to be reminded of this truth too, that you are enough because Jesus is enough. In Isaiah 61:10, it says we are clothed in God's righteousness. So that means we are good enough because when God looks at us, he sees Jesus. So the next time you hear that voice in the back of your head, because I know that I was even battling it this morning.
Oh, really?
That was telling you that you should do more or you should be more. You need to tell that voice that you are enough because Jesus is enough.
There you go. I love that. I love the takeaway from that for you. Mm-hmm. I think that's important. And so let's play a little bit of this. It's Gyra. Maybe it hits you the same way it hit Lady Rock.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally-ish.
Thanks to an internet trend, there are so many people visiting national parks now. And normally when you see pictures or you think of a national park, you think of Yosemite and the massive mountain, you know, and things like that. But there's another one called Biscayne National Park that is very unique. Now, Betty Rock, have you done many of the national parks?
No, unfortunately. I would love to, though.
I would, too. Gavin?
I mean, like, I grew up Like, we moved around a lot. We traveled a lot. I went to a fair amount. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, this one, Biscayne National Park, do you know what it is that makes it the most unique national park that we have?
Is it the smallest one in the world?
It's a very good guess.
Our country?
But no.
Biscayne.
Yeah, Biscayne in Florida.
Oh, it's in Florida.
It's the most dangerous.
Ooh, crocodiles.
Alligators. Gators. In Florida. Crocodiles are not there. ignorance. No, Florida people get upset about that. That's from Florida,
fine.
And we don't like that. No, it is because it is 95% underwater. The national park.
But then what's the point in going?
There's 173,000 acres of this thing. Betty's like, you're thinking, oh, you can't see anything. Well, it's a national park. It's one of the third largest coral reef systems in the world. Mm. And so it's a great place to snorkel, dive, kayak, boat, all that kind of stuff.
I see.
And it's free year round. So like if you're planning a trip with your family and you live near Florida, it might be one you could check off easily without having to go way out west to see that national park.
Right.
See what I mean?
Interesting.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of cool. So you can go there for, you know, a day.
Have you ever gone?
I haven't, and I lived in Florida, which is crazy.
Right.
It's down as you're getting towards the Keys, so it's down south of Miami. I would actually like to do that because I like to dive and I like to snorkel and
Mm-mm.
stuff.
I don't think you would catch me or Gavin down there snorkeling because, no. I mean, sharks are one of my biggest fears.
And crocodiles.
Well, there you go. If you are planning a trip, you might want to mark this one down. It's Biscayne National Park. Again, free year-round, and you could maybe mark it off your national park trip list if you choose to. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little one-word weekend. One word that describes your weekend. You give us that word and we'll try to guess what happened. I've got one. Bipolar.
Oh, man.
Bipolar, that's mine.
I think that you... You're always about to...
Finally got diagnosed.
Right? I think that you like when the weather is good and it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in a state of in a state that's like the weather, if you don't like it 1 minute, it'll change the next. So I think that you're talking about the weather where it was rainy at first and then it turned out to be a pretty day.
You actually got it right on the head.
Man,
yeah! Nailed
good
it.
Job.
Because Saturday was the worst day of my life almost.
Wow, that was dramatic.
It rained all day long and I couldn't go do anything I wanted to do. And so I was inside. I played Call of Duty like way too many hours. Like I was on my video game system for hours and hours.
Nice.
And I kept thinking, I've got work I could do. Like I could do that. And then I'm like, well, I don't really want to work today. I'll work some tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to have a day to just kind of relax.
Yeah.
Right, Gavin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I hated every second of it. I literally paced around my house at times, like inside, was going nuts. And then Sunday came. Sunday was glorious. The sun came out. I was more productive in the 4 hours after church and lunch than I was like all day Saturday. I knocked stuff out and it felt so good.
Yeah.
So
that sounds terrible.
I was bipolar. I ran that high and that low like that. So that's how we do it. What is your one word weekend? Give us that word. We'll try to guess what happened. Betty Rock nailed it. She might be on fire today.
Yeah.
So we'll try yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play one word weekend with us. What do you got?
Squid.
Okay. I'm going to say that you got a new fish tank, and instead of filling it with fish, you filled it with squid. Because squid, actually, when they swim, are kind of elegant. Am I right?
You're really close.
Really?
Right,
okay, Betty Rock.
Okay, well, then I'm going to guess that you live in Florida, or you took a trip to Florida, and you got stung by a squid. Can squids sting?
They do not sting. That's jellyfish.
Oh, okay.
She's like, let me amend my story.
Okay, well, then wait a minute. I think that you mistaken the fact that you got stung by a squid. Instead, you got stung by a jellyfish, and you're just now figuring that out for the first time.
All right, Mike, what was it? Because I'm going to assume that's wrong.
No, that was a little bit closer. But no, we went on vacation to Portugal, and I had squid salad for my lunch.
Wow.
How was it?
I had to do it. It's actually pretty good. They cover it with olive oil and some onions and stuff to make it taste a little better. But it's not a lot of flavor, very similar to the texture of maybe like those imitation crab meat. It was tough looking at those little suction cups on the tentacles as I was eating it, I got to admit.
I could not do it.
No.
I have always wanted to go to Portugal. I might be rethinking that now.
Yeah. Is that the craziest thing you've ever eaten?
Probably.
I think when you travel, that is the time where you'll try things that you wouldn't normally try.
Oh, hush.
I do.
You bring with you a whole bag that's only snacks and candy.
I know. Well, I do that because that's like after I throw up from the squid, I want to put something good back in my system. Hey, Mike, thanks for being on with us today.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
What do you got?
My word is goodies.
Goodies? Okay, I'm going to say that you actually took some of those goodies headache powders. Do you guys remember those?
Oh, yeah, because they had the NASCAR guy that used to do the commercials for
them. Yeah, Richard Petty. He'd be like, I just give me some goodies when I got a headache up in this noggin. And it was like this powder you poured in water if you had a headache. Am I correct?
Unfortunately not.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, I know what happened. So you work in an office, and because you're a kind person, you keep like a little bowl of M&Ms for people to pick out of when they come and visit you at your desk. And you even have a little scoop to keep things sanitized. But Chad in accounting, he is the worst. And he'll go in there with his bare hands, and he'll dig them all out. Well, Chad realized what he was doing wrong, and he got you a brand new pack of goodies.
Wow, that was a good story, but nope.
Okay, well, we're both wrong today, Sarah, so what is it?
Well, we went to two kids' birthday parties, and now we have two goodie bags full of lollipops.
Yeah!
Nice. That's the only good thing about going to kids' birthday parties as an adult is like the candy that you get and stuff like that. Because I remember going to one-year-old birthday parties when we moved to California. I'm like, no, this is crazy. This kid doesn't remember this. I certainly want to forget this.
But hand me a goodie bag.
This is Monday School. It's Wally's take on what he learned at church, or at least the parts he understood.
So at the time Romans was written by the Apostle Paul, the world was in chaos. It was kind of filled with debauchery and people making up their own rules, living however they wanted to, and it kind of sounds like today, does it not?
Yes.
Sadly, the church was being persecuted for their beliefs and trying to do the right things, and Paul was trying to give the church like a solid foundation of faith. So Paul talks about hope in Christ that we are going to all have, and we are like, yeah, love it. Nicely done, Paul. Love that hope in Christ stuff. But then he says, we glory in our sufferings because suffering produces perseverance, and we're like, all right, I'm out. I don't want anything to do with the suffering, Paul.
Nope. No, thank you.
Thank you. I'll take a rain check. But the reality is life has hardships, and being a believer doesn't insulate us from that. We sometimes sell a version of faith, though, that's not real. You know, we say if you have just enough faith, somehow we're going to avoid trouble and God's going to take all the pain away, which just isn't real. Because if it was, no Christian would ever die. You know, mm-hmm. We have trouble in this world. Jesus was very clear about that. But faith does play a role in our trials. It doesn't mean that we're navigated around them, but rather that we're comforted as we go through them. And we have a choice. Do we lean into hope or do we succumb to despair? And so here's a perspective on pain that might help if you kind of wrestle with that, why do bad things happen to us if we have faith in Christ? So Jesus and his disciples, they see this blind man and they ask Jesus, all right, Jesus, who sinned? This guy or his parents? Because they see a correlation between bad things and it had to be a sin result,
right.
You know? And Jesus kind of sets them straight by saying neither of them sin. He's blind so that the works of God will be displayed in him. It's not what God is doing to us, but rather what God is doing through us in our troubles, in our trials. And so why do we rejoice in suffering? Not because we love the pain. No one does that,
no.
You know, but the fact that Jesus will use it to help others who are hurting find him is a great byproduct of that. And I think the purpose of the pain for us personally is that if we do lean into Jesus, if we do lean into the hope during that time, it grows us closer to him, and that has a good result for us as well. So it kind of works on both levels, mm-hmm. if you think about it that way. So maybe if you've struggled with that concept, maybe that helps you out a little bit today, and that's your Monday School.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
I think for a long time when anyone mentioned the idea of artificial intelligence, most of us, and maybe it's just me, like we probably thought of maybe Terminator.
Yes, yes, and all the bad things robots will do one
day. Yeah, like they'll take over the world and that's the future that we're heading towards. But nowadays, AI, artificial intelligence, is making very interesting waves in ways I don't think I imagined it would. You've got like chat, chatbot GPT that basically can write anything for you if you give it a little prompt.
And it can actually do, like, you know, figuring out things for you as well. And so, it is scary amazing.
Uh-huh. And the one where it's like you have a photo of yourself and it can, like, move the lips and create, like, a semi-close voice to yours. Yep. So, I mean, like, if that's the early stages, I don't want to know when Terminator is going to be possible.
I hope Jesus comes back before that. I just do.
He has to. But apparently now it's making its way into our home technology. There is a robot mower on the way that uses AI technology to mow your lawn. It's called the Lawnmeister, and it's kind of like a Roomba for your lawn, and it can navigate obstacles in your yard like your pets. I don't know why. Terrified for me to, like, leave my pet out there with my Roomba lawnmower.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to test it with my cat, you know, like.
Yeah, because, I mean, how does it know, like, it's going to hit the tail first?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, yeah, that's a cat. My bad.
Sorry. Live and learn.
But it is interesting because it's a smart technology, and when you have a Roomba, the Roomba kind of goes in, like, all these, like, crazy diagonal lines. Mm-hmm.
My Roomba's the worst.
I agree.
It vacuums, like, two sections of my house and then spends all its time stuck. So I know they've had AI mowers for a while, but AI has gotten better. I mean, Tesla's gotten better at driving cars.
Exactly.
So maybe this is, because I hate mowing.
The theory and the idea behind this in my brain is perfection. Like, I would love to just let my robot go out there, do that yard. Because we were just talking to our pre-pastor Chad, and he was saying that he loves mowing his lawn.
Yeah.
And I think that that's rare. I think most of us don't like going out, especially in, like, the middle of summer when it's 100 degrees, and mowing and doing all that work.
And the other part of this, and I literally just thought of this, it could actually help with the population problem we have in this country.
Wait.
I see you looking at me really confused, Rock, because the reason guys have kids is so they don't have to mow anymore. Like, you let your kids mow. And so if you've got a mower that really is good at this, you don't need kids.
Yep. That's so true.
There you go. We've solved another problem. Two birds with one stone. And I was thinking about this with work recently for me. And I'm being serious, like, on this one. And it's like, I realize, like, my ego gets out of control sometimes with this job, but I know why it happens. It's because of insecurity. And so when I get insecure, then my ego runs rampant on me, because that's, like, the defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. And so I feel insecure. I want to be appreciated. I need to matter. Like, that's my workflow, you know? Because a lot of times people go, oh, well, you've got your own show, or, you know, you're Wally and blah, 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 blah. But there are times where I feel insecure about my position in the ministry and, like, the way it's morphed, and I don't have say in this area anymore, you know, or, you know, am I becoming irrelevant or overlooked, you know? Mm. And I struggle through that. And so.
Oh, I've seen it.
I know. And so I put up these, like, big defense mechanisms, you know, when that happens, and it usually manifests itself in me with bravado or ego, you know, and stuff like that. So that's
interesting. See, and that helps me understand it just a little bit better about where you're coming from.
Yeah. You're like, oh, he's not a jerk, he's just insecure. How would you fill in those three blanks?
I feel alone. I want security. I need closeness.
Oh, there you go. So I'm assuming you're single?
No, I'm not. I'm in a very committed relationship.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
I think because of my attachment style, I have a bottomless pit of need, just the way I was raised.
Interesting.
So I've really been in therapy and struggling with trying to figure that out.
So she is not deficient. It's just that you are excessive in what you need. Is that fair to say?
Right. Anxious and clingy.
You know what? At least you admit it and you know it, and now you're articulating it. I think that's really healthy. And maybe if you can articulate this to her and then say, look, I know this isn't on you and it's not your job to fix me, but this is what I need your help with, you know?
Right. It's been an ongoing struggle, and I've sought out lots of therapy and just trying to figure out what triggers me in my life.
So you've seen some improvement?
Yes, sir.
Like, on a clingy scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the clingiest, where you probably started, where are you at now?
I believe that I'm at a 6, and I recognize where my feelings come from, and I'm able to manage them better rather than throw a temper tantrum like a child.
Okay. Well, there you go. So you're yeah. making headway. Here's what I want you to do to prove and to help you be even less clingy. I want you to hang up on me, okay, instead of me hanging up on you. I want you to make the first move.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Okay, Brian, bye. I bet he doesn't. Oh, he did. There you go. That's growth. Good job, Brian. You can't hear me right now, but good job.
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and that's how I feel every day when I listen to music here. We play some great songs. We really do. But sometimes in our rush to get songs produced, our artists rush to get songs out to the people that they need to hear, they've missed adding to these songs things that if they had taken another second would have made the song better.
I know that's what you think.
I believe it with all my heart.
But they are the experts, yeah. whereas you are not.
I just have more time to reflect. They've got to write 20 songs, and I can just take one and make it better. And I think that's what I've done. There's a David Crowder song called Good God Almighty.
Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me.
Everybody enjoying that song?
Yeah,
enjoying
absolutely.
That song? Like it is?
Like perfect the way it is.
Right. Not perfect, but it's good. But like when I think of David Crowder, I picture, because he's got that long beard and everything, I picture birds living in his beard.
Oh,
I picture
sure.
him as old Mick Crowder had a farm.
It's a nest.
He has a stuffed fox he takes on tour with him, Kenny Rogers. You know, mm-hmm. so like he's kind of like an animal guy. And so I heard, you know, one time, you know those little chickens, the yellow chickens that you can squeeze? And they sound like that.
They're both hilarious and annoying at the same time.
Exactly. I thought that's what he needed. A little bit of this in his Good God Almighty song. Mm. So what I did as a producer is I put those two great things together.
Self-proclaimed producer.
A good song with a great sound effect creates an amazing, better song. So here you go. This is David Crowder, what this song needs.
Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me. Praising your name no matter what comes.
There'll be some harmonies in a minute.
I can't count the times I've called your name some broken night. And you showed up and patched me up like you do every time I get amnesia.
Might should have skipped to the chorus.
It's getting it. This part's great. Wait.
Yeah, ain't no
right here.
See,
Gavin laughs.
Why they do that?
Harmonies.
Where?
There. They're subtle.
A little offbeat there.
I don't know if it's subtle. Strong.
It will.
Good God Almighty.
There you go. So that's what that song needed. I firmly believe that.
Would you like some feedback?
Only if it's good.
Oh, then never mind. I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Most Most people in their 80s are living a low-key life, and they deserve it. They've worked all their lives and deserve a little me time. Mm-hmm. But there are the outliers who can't just sit still. I think Wally will be one of those.
Absolutely.
When he gets into his 80s, if he makes it that far.
Fair.
One of those outliers is actor Harrison Ford. The guy is 80 years old. Can you believe that? And he's finally done playing Indiana Jones, a role he took up at the age of only 41.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
So he's been doing that role for 40 years. When he was asked about his age and how he feels to finally let go of the role that he's been known for, he said, quote, "I'm really happy with age. I love being older. It was great to be young, but I could be dead, and I'm still working, so go figure."
Yeah, so this will be his last Indiana Jones, yep. Is that it? I've seen the trailers for this because I was skeptical of an 80-year-old Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
The way they edit around stuff, it actually looks really exciting, although like fist fights will be slow motion.
But here's the thing. I've heard you give a really, you've been really hard on Liam Neeson.
Yes.
And Liam Neeson is younger than Harrison Ford. And yet you've been like, Taken, come on, that's ridiculous. But you're willing to go see Harrison Ford at 80 years old trying to wrestle crocodiles in a cave?
It looks so much better. And Liam Neeson, basically Taken 1, 2, and 3 were the same movie.
Well, isn't all the Indiana Jones ones the same too?
I don't know. I think they're better. I do. I really do. Mm. And I think Harrison Ford is a better actor for sure. So I will go see this one. Like, I'm definitely going to go
see it. And
I'm
sure, Gavin, you're going to go see it too.
I mean, yeah. Like, it's cool to go support, you know, senior citizens doing what they do.
It's like, that'll be the day, like, the first matinee that this comes out. All of the 55-plus communities will have a showing, and the theater's going to be packed.
And there will be Wally.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And sitting in the front row with my wife so she can put her feet up on that bar.
Because her hips hurt.
Oh, absolutely. We have to get to a movie an hour early so she makes sure she gets that seat. Oh yeah, maybe I'm not gonna go to movies anymore after this. One and done. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Got a chance for you to win a prize here. We are playing the One and Done game. Okay, now the way this works is I have a top 10 list of things that annoy people, little things that annoy people every day. All you have to do is tell me which of the two things that you're given ranks higher on this list. And we've got to set the bar here. So our example is when people won't text or call, but they say, "Can I text you?" Like when they ask the question, "Can I text you a question?" Or just texting you a question. You know, like that's the thing. Or when the motion sensor on a paper towel dispenser doesn't work. Which of those two things is more annoying according to this list?
I would say the people texting and saying, "Can I ask you a question?" Because that's not... that's not expected. That's not a typical thing. Whereas I'm not surprised when the paper towel dispenser doesn't work.
I can get over that pretty quickly. Yeah. Like the texting thing, you're like, that's just sinning right there.
Right. You just asked me a question. So just
do it. I
don't
know what it is about like airport restrooms. I turn into a vampire in there. My hands do not trigger any sink. I can walk through every sink. It does not matter. I hold them high, I hold them low, will not trigger a sink. And then the towel dispenser is a lost cause. Will
you wash
not
your
trigger.
Hands at the...
Yeah, sometimes.
That's the shocker.
Yeah. You don't wash your hands here.
That's social pressure there. People I don't know.
Come on. Okay.
People I care about, other travelers I don't
strangers?
Know.
Strangers?
Yes. The actual answer is... motion dispensers working was the number one. I know,
but
that's the number one answer on this list. So now you can balance based on what your questions are going to be, what might actually be on, which would be higher on this list. So with that said, 855-33-WAY-FM. Now the rules of this game are it's very fast paced. I'm going to ask you for the question. I'm going to ask you for your answer. If you get it right, you win a prize. If you get it wrong, I hang up on you instantly and we move forward with someone else. It's very fast paced, but if you're good with those rules and you can handle this, if you can handle the rejection,
it's
very important because I don't want anyone crying, calling my boss. He hung up on me. 855-33-WAY-FM. Those are the rules. I can't do anything about the rules. They are in stone. literally on a tablet, a stone tablet.
Please, someone call and tell on him.
855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll play one and done right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. You have to tell me which came in higher on this list or closer to number one, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. People who don't return shopping carts at grocery stores or people who do not pick up after their dogs. Now, the way this works, though, if you get it right, you win a prize. I put you on hold. If you get it wrong, I hang up on you very unceremoniously, okay?
Man.
Okay.
So what do you think? Which came in higher?
The grocery cart.
So that's something that bothers you?
Yes.
I think the dogs, not picking up after the dogs would bother me the
most. Both of them are already making
me, but yeah.
Both of them are already making me angry.
Really? I know. I get it. Well, you know what? I hope Becca doesn't get as angry as you are right now because I got to hang up on her because it's wrong.
No!
Not picking up after your dog is more of a pet peeve. Just once, I'd like for someone to hang up on me first because I always feel really
Becca,
guilty.
Becca, hang up. Okay,
nicely done. There we go. All right, here we go. Rachel. All right, Rachel, one and done. Fast-paced game. You get it right, you win a prize. You get it wrong, I hang up on you. So here we go. Your question is, when people speed up when you signal a lane change when you're driving or headphone cords that get snagged and yank you every time they get caught, which of those two things is more annoying on this list?
Changing lanes.
You sound like you're driving right now.
I am, actually.
Yeah, she cued right into that. Like, yeah, I cannot stand that. Well, you are 100% right.
Woo!
That sends me through the roof. Like, I've signaled, I'm going to come over, and then they speed up so you cannot. There's no reason for that. None.
None. Full on rage.
Exactly. Full on rage, but you can take it down a notch because you are a winner today. Congratulations, Rachel.
Oh, thank you.
Your question is, social media pranks that are just people wasting food or people who don't really know the answer to something and they just pretend that they do. What do you think is more annoying on this list?
Don't know the answer and pretend they do.
Really?
Yes, I would agree with that because, I mean, they're just pretentious. They think they know everything. They have so much pride that they just can't say, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Right.
Don't know about that, huh?
Yeah. You got it right. Nicely done.
Yay!
I do not have to hang up on you. That is true. I used to do that early on in my career.
You used to do that?
I sometimes still do. So congratulations. You got that right. Hang on a second there, Tina.
Okay.
All right, Amy, we're on quite a run here. All you have to do is tell me which came in higher on this list. Here we go.
All right.
People cutting in line or someone who leaves you a vague voicemail saying, call me, I need to talk to you about something. Ugh. What do you think is worse?
Cutting in line, hands down.
Oh, wow. You said that so fast, too.
Okay, I would agree with that, but maybe it was an accident. And to me, someone leaving a voicemail and saying, I need to talk to you about something. No, just tell me in the voicemail. So I disagree. I say the voicemail is way more infuriating.
Really?
Especially in the bathroom lines. Cutting in line's rough, though.
Oh, yeah. Especially a ladies' bathroom line. I can't even imagine that. Holy cow. Because you're spending the better part of your life in those lines.
That's true.
Well, you know what? Amy, you figured it out. I do not have to hang up on you. You got it right. Nicely done.
This is the first time I've won something.
Oh, good. Well, that was the number 7 answer, and the other one was number 8. So they were very close, but you figured it out, and you are a big winner today on One and Done.
Awesome.
Oh, electronic mail.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. If you ever want to respond to something you've heard on the show, you're more than welcome to email me. It's just wally@wayfm.com. It's the same email that all my friends have. It's the one I check every day, all day.
Including me.
I know. And I love getting your emails. They're so much fun. This was from Cynthia. It says, wow, the Christine Kane interview was great. We had author, speaker, activist Christine Kane on with us. And a lot of people, I've heard more comments about that interview that, like, I was like, yeah, it was great. She was gregarious, outgoing, like super smart and insightful. And I'm really happy that it landed with people.
Yeah.
She says, that's where I've been for a long time, stuck. I'm 62. Because we were talking about what it's like to be stuck. That was the premise of her new books, like Stuck in Your Faith and How to Get Past That. I've been listening to your show in Charleston for a long time. Love the banter between you and Betty and Gavin. I'm on her side most of the time.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're done here.
No! Hey, whoa. Keep reading.
I love cats. I have three. You want me to keep going?
Oh, what's their name?
She didn't get to that. Seriously, though, I like that you guys are real and you've made my relationship with Jesus so much better by being yourselves. Oh, that's really nice of her. If you ever want to see that interview, because I think it's a good commentary on, like, being used by God, and it's never too late in your life. That was one of the things I keyed in on and in this interview. You can just text the word STUCK, S-T-U-C-K, STUCK, to 91979, and you'll still get a link to it. And you can see the whole conversation. It was a long one, too.
Yeah, and like you said, it was so insightful, and she's a person that a lot of people look up to. And so for her to be just normal and like share her struggles that she's actually faced herself made her seem more down to earth.
Yeah, approachable.
And I think that's why it really hit with a lot of people. So maybe you felt stuck in your own, you know, relationship with God. Maybe this is something that could help you. Like Wally said, just text the word STUCK to 91979 and we will send you the link. Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.